So today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about support, or rather a lack thereof. Some of you may have families or spouses or even friends who are not very supportive of your clean eating efforts, and coworkers can sometimes be downright rude about it, especially if you pass up treats in the break room. Truly, it's important to find some sort of support for this. Whether it's online or off, make sure you have somebody to turn to when you feel you need it. Not because eating real food requires support, but because there are so many people out there who feel the need to criticize what others are eating if it differs even just slightly from their own way of eating. Plus, most people are in that diet mindset I keep mentioning, and some people will go out of their way to sabotage you when you announce you are doing something different with your food. People automatically hear the word diet. I've written about this quite a bit on my blog, and I will post the links below on this page so you can read more, but it really all starts with you. First of all, don't make a grand announcement. The less people know, the better, especially coworkers or friends that wouldn't understand. If you don't say anything and stick to a salad at lunch, nobody will say much because it's just you eating a salad. But if you make a big deal out of the fact that you eat clean, then you give them ammunition. Second, if your biggest issue is at home, it can again fall to your approach. Yes, you want support, but if you know you won't get it, again, don't make a grand announcement. So you made the mashed potatoes from scratch, put plenty of butter and salt in there to help your family think it's just really good homemade mashed potatoes. I find that butter and salt help a lot with helping family enjoy clean foods, because if you think about it, fat and sodium are the number one addictive items, aside from sugar, of course, in processed junk food. So even if you have to add more salt to accommodate their taste buds for a short while, you can wean them off slowly and help them get used to less sodium or fat. At least this way, you make sure the fats are healthy and the sodium comes from a good source. This may all sound sneaky, but if you are trying to get your family to eat clean with you, sometimes a very casual approach is what is needed. No grand announcement, just trying different recipes to keep things interesting and out of a rut. I will let you read the articles on my blog for more information on this because I do go into a lot more detail there, but just know that oftentimes the worst opposition comes from the people who you make the biggest announcement to, or the people who feel most threatened by your changes for whatever reasons. Keep it simple, keep it quiet, subtle, and casual, and you will be met with far less resistance.